From Australia to Japan to Scotland to the pinnacle of football, Australia's Ange Postecoglou is poised to become the next manager of English Premier League side Tottenham Hotspur after recently leading Celtic to a domestic treble. It was a big achievement for the Australian manager, given a lot of Celtic supporters didn't want him there in the first place.
Let's not beat about the bush. I was a joke when I was appointed. A lot of people made fun of my appointment.
Words there from Ange Postecoglou. Well, joining me on RN Drive is Joey Lynch, freelance football writer whose work has been featured on ESPN and The Guardian. Joey, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
Now, let's talk about this news. It's got a lot of Aussie football fans excited, but Tottenham fans not too keen just yet on Ange.
No, not too keen. Almost a mirror image of the Celtic fan reaction from a couple of years ago. A lot of accusations that he hasn't coached any big clubs. The clubs that he has coached come nowhere close to the pedigree of the like that a Premier League club should be sniffing around, that he's perhaps too old at 57 years old. And really just a lot of reactions based upon a brief Wikipedia search, one might say, is the preeminent reaction amongst them.
But it's interesting, isn't it? Because he turned that appointment at Celtic around and this job was previously held by the likes of Jose Mourinho, Antonio Conte, some of the biggest names in world football. These are pretty big acts to follow.
Indeed, they are pretty big acts to follow, but in a weird way, that could work in Ange Postecoglou's favour. A lot of the Spurs fans are arguing that he doesn't have the resume to succeed at White Hart Lane, but then you've got Jose Mourinho and Antonio Conte, two coaches with glittering resumes, resumes of the highest calibre, and this club chewed them up and spat them out. Mm. Ergo, it might not be a problem of resumes that is preventing Spurs from reaching the heights they want to.
Mm. So what would you say Tottenham's getting in Ange in terms of his playing and his management style? How different is it?
Well, the biggest difference between Ange and Conte and Mourinho is that he's going to play an expansive attacking style of football. Ange Postecoglou, when it comes to coaching, is a man of principles. He believes the game should be played in a certain way. It was inspired by his father's outlook on life. He tries to play football that his father would have enjoyed watching, and that guides absolutely everything it does. It doesn't matter who the opposition is, he's going to play his attacking style of football. But I think it's also important for Spurs fans to know that this is a man that gets what a football club means to its supporters. He has respect for that, which has been drilled into him ever since his childhood, when he arrived as a Greek migrant and found a home and a community, not just a football club at South Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. He will become the first Australian to manage a Premier League club. And long gone are the days where there were many Aussie stars in the league. You had, you know, Harry Kewell, Tim Cahill, Mark Viduka. Just how big an impact is this going to have on Australian football? What does it mean to the league here?
It's absolutely massive for Australian football. This is a man that cut his teeth playing in the National Soccer League with South Melbourne, winning titles as a player, and then coaching in the National Soccer League. He coached in the A-League men competition. He coached the national team. This is a man whose progression, whose pedigree is Australian football. And now, because of his talent, because of what he's been able to accomplish, that meritocracy, he has risen to the biggest, well, the most notable league on the planet, and a club that I think last year had the ninth biggest revenues in all of world football. It's a signal to Australian football that if you are good enough and if you are talented enough, it doesn't matter that you have an Australian passport. There is a progression. There is a pathway to achieving at the highest level in football.
I'm sure it'll be a conversation for football fanatics around the dinner table tonight. Before I let you go, Joey, it would be remiss of me not to talk of the A-League Grand Final. Over the weekend, the Central Coast Mariners, they surprised pretty much, well, everyone, maybe not their staunch supporters, when they absolutely smashed Melbourne City to win the A-League Grand Final. Given the discrepancy between the resources of these two clubs, just how big an achievement is this for the Mariners?
It's an absolutely massive achievement. You say it might not have surprised Mariners fans. It, winning 6-1, I think, absolutely did surprise them. Nobody was expecting that scoreline. But again, it's an absolutely great story, and it's an endorsement of this idea of meritocracy in a way. The Central Coast Mariners, at one point during the last decade, they were so bad, they were being threatened with relegation from a league that doesn't even have relegation. But they were able to turn around, and despite their lack of resources, they rose to the top because of good planning, good recruitment, putting their trust in players, putting their trust in coach Nick Montgomery, and being smarter and being better than everybody else. And it's been paid off with silverware, the ultimate endorsement of the ideas and the ideology behind that club.
A great story indeed, and bookend for them for the season. Joey Lynch, freelance football writer, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.